I'll get a few of you all.
Right.
Further back.
No, he's licking, I reckon he's licking my dinner off my cardigan.
Yeah, probably.
I'm joking, he's licking all my cardigan and everything.
Nice.
Oh, car coming.
Oh, I better move then.
Oh.
You feel good with this camera, it's very,
I've no idea. I used the eyepiece, not the... Oh, okay.
But because we can't, I couldn't see the screen. Alright.
Do you like that?
I think he's going to have a little shit now by the smells of things.
If he hasn't already.
Yeah. You have a little poo. Oh, I'd love to meet you, Dobby, or whatever your name is.
Not where the other one went.
No, how many horses are there?
Well, there's two.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yeah.
Very.
He's following us.
Very gracious. I mean, they are. This sun's in my eyes, I always can help him. It's very low.
Right.
That's it.
We'll leave him to it, he's
been
both arrested us. Oh, look,
that's alright, can't you, mate? Good boy. How do we know more like? Look at him, looking quite proud.
Wolf whisperer, you know.
Do you remember him? Noel's right. There was a horse that I went with the at school. They used to do this horse riding thing with riders, RDA, Riders for the Disabled Association or something. Riding or something.
Right.
And there was this horse called Debbie.
And
I was going through I was a bit angsty, I think, as a teenager, and I think, well, to say the least. And so every Thursday we'd go and see these horses. And this Debbie, they'd give me Debbie a lot of time. And she'd literally, when you were leading her, because you had to do leading and all sorts of gymkhanas and that, and she used to put her head on your shoulder as you were walking, and not as if she was listening.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. You know, when you really felt like, I mean, she's an animal, you know, but just felt like there was some empathy. But then I had another one there. It was a great big stallion, and he was a stubborn old what's it. And she gave me this riding crop thing to give him a little tap with. Of course, first I didn't realise, she didn't tell me how long it was or how short it was, so I ended up whipping myself.
Oh, no!
And then I tapped his arse with this thing, and he decided to gallop round the bloody stable.
Oh, no.
I was absolutely cacking myself, just trying not, and he was bucking up on his hind legs and up on his front,
trying
to throw me off. And I stopped him, and everyone clapped, and she was like, "Well done, Paul!" Like, bloody stupid horse nearly killed me. I must have styled it, or it just looked, she just looked totally as if I knew what I was doing. "You brought him under control beautifully." I was like, "Shut up, I just want to get off the damn thing."
We went
on. Then, Dobbs.
Bye.
I think we're coming to the end of his field.
Aww.
Oh, hello.
That's talking. That's
on the left and there's on the right.
No, you can't do it, Paul.
Thanks. Okay, so now we have...
You're good at impressions, but not horses.
A bit of a lily pond, is it? It's like a... So, you can't get on the roof. Fence it all off. It's quite ornate, though. You've got all this ornate business going on. Follow me on. No, Dan, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
So directly over there, then, you've got water. It looks like a bit of a lily pond.
Our cat used to try and stand on lilies. Yeah. And then discover that she was getting wet feet.
Stand on this. I actually don't know. Oh, this looks like main entrance. It's like a bridge or something.
We're
on
the main road, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, it will do, I suppose. Which way we go back then? Back up, we'll have to go that way. It's a lot of ground. I don't know how big it is. It's probably about 15 acres, I reckon. It's as big as the...